No, but you told the story.
What story?
Like Elisa Lam, like that was a big one.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What about it?
So do you know the Mandela effect of Elisa Lam?
This is a Mandela effect or Elisa Lam?
Yeah. So low key, I don't remember because how you told the story.
Yeah.
But was Elisa Lam, you told it was the water tank was closed.
Was it, what do you mean closed?
It was closed. Like the water tank in the story, how she died when cops found her.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had to lift the water tank up. Because it was
closed. She was in the tank, body floating, no clothes on, yeah,
right. But in actual reports, the tank was actually open.
Tank was open,
yeah. So that's
they opened it though. That's how they found her. No.
It was like open like that, and they just leaned over and found the body. Like this is in a police report.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So that's the Mandela effect. People think it was closed.
That's like that. That's the little like detail that everyone I guess gets confused.
Mm.
But yeah, that's
a Mandela effect.
Yeah.
So a lot of people remember being open.
Oh no, being closed.
I heard, you know, that Cecil Hotel.
Yeah.
That hotel. I don't know if I said it on the other episode. Like, there's serial killers that have hella stories there, bro.
Cecil?
Yeah, the Cecil Hotel. I said that. Yeah. It's not just that.
Word.
It's not just that. So the theory goes that maybe because of all the killings that happened there.
Yeah.
The spirits are roaming around and just fucking with everybody.
Yeah, to be honest, if you have a hotel with hella spirits, what do you even want to stay there?
Yeah, I just want to see what's up. Because that's what I was saying about the Fairmont. I always talk about the Fairmont.
The Fairmont.
But if we ever go on a trip,
yeah,
we gotta go to the Fairmont and just check it. Like at
that's
least such once,
a, that's
bro.
The most random shit. Because usually when you're going like your boys, you want to go to Banff, you want to see all this cool shit. But now, Carlos, you're like, nah, let's go to like a haunted hotel.
You know what I want to do though? I want to actually get one of those fucking like the spirit box shit.
Wait, spirit box?
Like you know what a spirit box is?
So you order a box with like ghosts in it and
No, you never heard what a spirit box is?
No.
So it's like this box, right? It's kind of like a radio. There was this inventor a long time ago. He really wanted to contact spirits.
Okay.
And I think his wife was like a medium or something.
Yeah.
So they invented this box. It's called a spirit box. And it's almost like a radio where it can pick up frequencies of paranormal experiences
also
around.
Like what the ghost hunters use.
Yeah, exact same shit. But it's not so like it's not so digital. It's more like it's old tech. It's old ass tech.
Yeah.
And it looks like wooden and there's like springs and shit popping out.
Yeah. Okay.
And they used it on X before.
Wait,
when like X died. They brought it to his grave and then like he was dying. Yeah.
Really?
Allegedly, yeah.
Oh my god. What do you think of the people who were posing? I think all the fans were posing in front of his grave. What do you think about that?
Like posing, because if a celebrity dies, like everybody's gonna wanna.
Yeah. But there was a guy, and like you know how V-Loan has the V, and like the typical motto is like he turned his back against the world, right?
Oh.
And then he was taking bare photos
with
of
the
like
V-Loan?
X, yeah.
I mean, that's just how it's gonna be because that's the fan base. So you can't expect much from them.
Yeah.
I'm a fan too.
Yeah,
I would probably take a pic there too. Sure, but like, it's nothing. It's definitely not out of disrespect or anything like that.
Yeah, true.
Okay, going back to Mandela effects real quick because I have this crazy one.
Yeah.
That you know about.
I know about.
You know about, but you never realized it. Listen,
okay, let me see.
You ever heard about the hypnotic Mandela effect?
Wait, hypnotic the drink?
Hypnotic the drink.
The blue one.
The blue one, yeah, right?
Yeah.
So everybody knows hypnotic, the blue drink. It's like you know how it turns and it shimmers and shit?
Shimmers? Yeah, I guess.
It's like glistens, whatever,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
That's what makes it cool.
Yeah.
And
it's
blue.
Facts.
So hypnotic, right?
Yeah.
How do you remember it being spelled?
H-Y-P-O-N-E-T-I-C.
T-I-C or Q?
T-I-C.
Nah, it's the Q. But listen.
Yeah.
But that's not even the Mandela effect.
What is it?
The Mandela effect is hypnotic.
Okay.
The alcohol
doesn't
have a Y in hypnotic. So it's not H-Y-P.
Wait,
it's
what?
H-P. Listen. Look at this.
The Y is, how is it pronounced hypnotic?
Look.
What?
Hypnotic.
Nah, I actually remember.
No, because look, why does it make sense to have
just the P?
It should have the Y.
No, deadass.
Hypnotic.
I deadass remember a Y, though. Like, oh my gosh.
Hold on, hypnotic drink. Boom.
Let me see.
Look at that shit. No Y. There's no Y beside the P, bro. What? That doesn't look right, man. What? That doesn't look right.
This guy's kind of crazy. What?
That doesn't look right. Anytime I seen the bottle, anytime we drank it, whatever, add a Y.
What?
And it doesn't look right. Like, why would it just be a P?
No, and the Q throws me off too. Like, the whole thing.
The Q throws you off?
Yeah, because I thought it was T-I-C, because obviously that's how you spell
That's how you spell it. That's how you spell it. I remember the Q, but I don't remember not having a Y. What the fuck?
Nah, that's weird. Right? That's weird.
It looks so like, it doesn't look right to me. Like, when I look at him, like, nah, something's messed up in the fucking... In the simulation.
Do you remember it like that?
I remember with a Y.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's because mans are just super drunk that they're like, yo, let me get the hypnotic. And they're like, oh, how do you spell that? And then they'll spell it the right way. Because there's no way it's HP. I mean, H right to
nobody,
P.
Nobody remembers
that
that's
shit. That's so stupid.
Okay, I have another one for you.
What?
And it's another like logo one. Okay. So look at this.
Soju?
Nah, bro. Hold on.
Imagine you said soju.
Soju.
It's like spelled... C-C-S-O-J-U.
Hell no. Wait, that's how you spell it?
What?
Soju, S-O-J-U.
S-O-J-U, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
No. S-O-G-U?
Nah, okay, look. Soju? This is the next one.
Okay.
So, this one's far. Okay, when you look at it, you'll see right away.
All
right, I'm going to show you two pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
And tell me which Batman logo looks right to you.
Okay, let me see.
This is a huge Mandela effect.
Okay.
Everybody's looking at the Batman logo like, nah, something's wrong, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Does this look right or does this look right?
Wait, they look the same.
Hold on. Look at the bottom.
Wait, what's the difference?
So look at this Batman logo.
Okay.
And then look at this one. Which one's the right one?
Man, they look the same. I'm not going to
lie. No, look at the bottom. Look. There's like extra.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Look.
This one looks right.
This one looks right to you?
Yeah, this one looks right.
Yo, Gavin's an NPC.
No, this one looks right. No.
You remember that?
Yes. You don't remember this?
Bro.
There's actually no way you remember it like that.
Gavin, listen to me. So, this logo, right?
That's not the right one.
No, this is the right logo. Listen.
Wait, that's the right logo?
Listen to the right logo. Look. So, this Batman logo, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
This Batman logo is from 1989, right?
Okay.
Listen.
Yeah.
So, in the movie, right? In the movie, this isn't even the original like cover art. I think they just put that logo on top of it.
Yeah.
But in the movie, his Batman logo on his chest has these three extra like tips, right? Yeah. Now, the real logo is this one. And on all of the art, on all of like the movie covers and posters and shit, it has this logo, right?
Okay.
Any of the toys, any of like commercial items, right?
Yeah.
Has that logo.
Huh?
But it's only Batman's chest has this.
So
it's a Mandela. Everybody's like, wait,
yeah.
Why does Batman's chest look different from everything else? So the theory is something happened in the universe, feel me?
Okay.
And mixed up.
Yeah.
But one thing that didn't change in that universe was
the logo.
Was logo on his chest. But everywhere else it changed.
Yeah. But like on a Walmart t-shirt,
you'll see the OG the logo. OG. Oh. Exactly.
To be honest,
everybody's head.
Which logo do you like better? Because I feel like the first one you showed me, the one with a lot of spikes, makes more sense. Because the one with just one looks like a cartoon.
No, but that's the real logo.
Nah,
bro.
It looks too childish. It looks like a kid drew it.
This is the real one, though.
Artist drew this one.
Nah, Gavin, bro, you're from the other dimension.
Really?
Yes, you're from the other dimension. Really? Bro.
No, that's kind of crazy. Like how some people can get Mandela effects mixed up. So, like me, like right there.
Yeah.
I know it's that one, but you know it's the other one.
See, that's what gets mixed up, bro. Yeah. That's why it's so crazy. That's why Mandela effects are so fucking mind-boggling. It's because everybody remembers one thing. Yeah. And it could be a majority, but the people don't.
Exactly.
They're like, nah, I believe, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So
it's like a different dimension.
Yeah, it's exactly like a different dimension.
Exactly. Okay, well, test it right here. So when you were in like grade 5 science lab, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they always said, when you have hot water or just warm water and you put a frog in and then on the other side, there's also boiling water. You turn on the oven and then the frog jumps out.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
Always, right? Do you remember that lesson? Where like a frog will stay in the cold, in the hot, warm water.
Yeah.
But as soon as it gets hot, they jump
because they're cold blooded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this Mandela effect is kind of like the rib one. Mm-hmm. It's like a scientist one, mm-hmm. where when your rib grows back.
Yeah,
but this one is like no, the cold. The, I mean, the fucking frog.
Yeah.
Will stay in the warm water.
Will stay in the warm
yeah.
water.
Yeah, in the boiling hot water, it won't jump out like our science teachers told us.
What the hell? No, but aren't they cold blooded?
No. I mean,
they are cold blooded though, but wouldn't it make sense for them to stay in the cold because they love cold?
Yeah, exactly. That's why. Don't you remember our science teacher when they turned the oven on? Frog. There's a picture of a frog always jumping out.
So is it the opposite now?
It's the opposite. Like whoa, it wasn't a thing. What the fuck? I know. That kind of blew my mind too.
Okay, this one will blow your mind. Ready? This one's crazy. Look.
Okay.
This is another science one.
Yeah.
Now, lightning. Thunder and electricity, right?
Okay.
Now, you know how that story of what was his name? The Benjamin Franklin with the kite and the key in the sky,
uh-huh.
right? So there's a Mandela effect that everybody remembers. Yo, you shouldn't bring like metal outside during a thunderstorm.
Yeah, yeah.
During a lightning storm, whatever, mm-hmm. right?
For sure.
Never wear like heavy metal, never like hold like a metal pole, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the metal is gonna like attract electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Take this in.
Yeah.
There's no scientific evidence that lightning is attracted to metal.
Yeah. To be honest, who made that?
It's not.
Yeah.
It's a good conductor, mm-hmm. but it won't specifically target metal.
Yeah, yeah.
It will specifically target something tall. Mm-hmm. Like even if a wooden tree was in the middle of a field.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because it's taller than everything else, it will hit that. Yeah. But it has nothing to do with metal. Now get this. Okay, look. Okay. So in Breath of the Wild, Legend of Zelda, one of the features of the game was if you have like that big master sword on your back and you're walking out in a thunderstorm, uh-huh. you'll get struck. You'll get struck. So you have to put your sword away.
Okay.
So in the game, they believe that the thunder would hit metal. That is attracted to metal, but it doesn't. So everybody thinks it does, but it really doesn't.
Yeah, because like the umbrella tip, you know how the umbrella has a tip?
Yeah.
I swear that's always metal. Like most of them are metal, right? So everyone would be a target to lightning and thunder if that was actually true.
Is it metal? It could, yeah, actually you're right. No, yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes, because they're always gray and that's definitely metal.
Yeah, so it does. It's not true.
Yeah, an umbrella is literally, that stick is kind of, I think it's made out of metal.
Yeah.
Some of them.
But why is it that everybody remembers that? Right? Why is it like that? Oh,
no. Wait, I swear in movies and cartoons, you remember like when somebody gets struck, it's like holding something.
That's
like,
probably why.
I think Bugs Bunny or something.
Yeah.
Or Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes, so he would be like this. And then, you know, the graphic.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, yeah, boom, yeah. Yeah. That's probably why then. Yeah. It's just like constant conditioning of that same thing. Because look, in the Legend of Zelda game, same thing. Like, we'll continue off that play because everybody remembers it. But it's not true, man.
There was like a karma video where a guy robbed the house. And as soon as he was coming out the house, he got struck by like, I don't know if this is fake, but if it's an edited video,
he got struck by lightning robbing the house?
Yeah, I'll put the video up for it.
Yeah.
And I'll remember this time. But he got struck in the driveway right? And he fell. And it just missed him, actually.
Oh,
so and then he was walking a bit more. And then this time, he got struck again.
Yo, what the hell? No way that's real. If that's real, that's God, like, saving that house.
Yeah, that ass.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, imagine, like, let's say like a bank robbery happened or something.
Oh, man.
And then God, like, stops it somehow.
Yeah,
like
He probably has that energy. Do it. You feel me? He's always watching.
Yo.
He's always watching.
Get smited, bro.
Yes, bro. Don't go to jail just because of God.
Okay, going back to Mandela effects, because I want to...
Oh, shit. There's more?
No, it's not really Mandela effects, but it's something I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
So check this out, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like Mandela effect, but it's a reverse.
Yeah, okay.
So there's this one guy. Hold on. I forgot his name. Let me
see his name. You know what would be a sick Mandela effect that I just thought of right now?
What?
Because so you know how like the videos are spread out and you get random tattoos all the time? so people there, there's a Mandela effect. That armor tattoo isn't real.
And then people going, it disappears, it shows up.
Because people are going back in the video like, wait, why is it added now? You
feel me? Yeah, because he gets mixed up. For y'all that don't know, Max, it's because we mix it up on the days.
I actually have the tattoo, head ass.
Head ass. That'd be a biggest.
Yo, we are.
Biggest head bust, bro.
We should have just did it.
That would have been perfect for this episode, too. A Mandela effect episode. Oh, my goodness. Okay, okay, okay. Going back to my what I was talking about. Okay.
Okay, okay.
So his name is Robert Smith. Okay, listen.
Yeah, yeah.
So back to what I was saying.
Okay.
So pretty much this is a reverse Mandela effect. Mm-hmm. So instead of everybody remembering the same thing and it's been changed, it's just one guy that remembers something and nobody else does.
Okay.
But listen. But it's very important.
Okay.
Because this guy, Robert Smith, right? Mm-hmm. He's I think, the lead singer of the band The Cure.
Yeah.
And he made a song. It's called Friday.
Okay.
Right? Now, this song, he says, and he still claims to this day, he's the one that wrote it.
Uh-huh.
He said, I got this melody and I got like this whole chord progression from a different song.
Okay.
Like I stole this. Like I don't know where it came from, right? And but this is what happened. He asked everyone. He asked all of his friends, all of his bandmates, everybody. Every single person he could. He asked them, do you remember this chord progression? Does this sound similar to anything?
Nah.
And you know what they said?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't sound like anything you heard before. But this is a fire song. Okay. This song ended up being like one of the top Billboard hits, right?
Yeah.
So this is where it gets crazy, right? Mm-hmm. So he goes on, right? The song blows up. He's still going with the fame, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, a similar occurrence happened.
What happened?
So the Beatles. Paul McCartney. Listen. Paul McCartney had a very similar experience. Okay. So Paul McCartney, he wrote a song, right? He wrote a song.
Yeah.
And nobody, he said he took it from somewhere.
Yeah.
Or he like heard it before and he put it down because he wanted to pay homage to it.
Okay.
But he asked everybody, nobody remembers that song.
Okay.
Nobody recognizes that melody, whatever.
Yeah.
So what happened is that song ended up being the song Yesterday. Do you remember that song?
No, I don't remember it.
Okay, but Yesterday, they ended up making a movie about it.
A whole movie?
A movie about it. Listen. So the movie Yesterday, it's about this guy that he remembers the Beatles.
Okay.
And he gets transported into this dimension where the Beatles never existed.
Nah.
So that's almost like Paul McCartney, where he remembers like there being this song, there this being this band that made this.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't exist in his universe.
Word.
So it's almost like that reverse Mandela effect. And that happened to Robert Smith. And it happened to Paul McCartney now.
Holy.
Now check this out. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
In the movie Yesterday.
Yeah.
So I told you what it's about. So he pretty much was in a universe where the Beatles didn't exist. Mm-hmm. And what he did, since the Beatles didn't exist.
Yeah.
He took all of the famous Beatles songs. Mm-hmm. And he performed it himself. So he became this huge star.
Oh, shit.
Because Paul McCartney's songs, like all of those songs, they're bangers. You know what I mean? Yeah, Beatles was on top.
Yeah, yeah.
So he came out, imagine present day playing the Beatles songs in a world where the Beatles didn't exist.
They didn't exist.
Now check this out. Okay. This is where it gets crazy.
Okay.
Okay? So one of the main characters in the movie was Ed Sheeran playing himself.
Okay.
Sheeran playing himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the theory is that Ed Sheeran is in this movie because it's almost like his confession tape to saying that he lives in a universe where a very famous band never existed and he took all of their famous songs. So it's the same ploy.
Oh, okay. So it's like he sold his soul or something?
No. He's in this dimension where nobody remembers.
Oh, him.
Yeah. So he has all the knowledge of these songs.
Okay.
That's why Ed Sheeran has back-to-back-to-back-to-back Billboard hits. One of the top stream artists ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Now, bro, I don't know if you know Ed Sheeran's story.
Yeah.
He was homeless.
Oh, word?
Ed Sheeran was homeless, bro.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was playing on the streets.
Damn.
And he became to who he is now.
Word. How did he do
that? So that's the theory. Just like in that movie where he gets transported to that dimension where it doesn't exist.
Okay.
It might be his confession being in this movie that he was transported to a different dimension.
Hopped in another universe.
And he's using some famous band's music.
Oh, nah.
Yeah.
So did we get famous based on we hopped in a different dimension and was like, what's missing here?
You feel me? That's pretty much what it is.
Do you have any remember of like hopping? Do you have dreams about hopping in multi like Different dimensions?
Different dimensions. Okay, this is my theory on dreams, maybe, though.
Yeah, okay.
My theory on dreams is, what if every single dream we have is stepping into the doorway of the one of those multi-dimensions?
Yeah.
So in a dimension, let's say, you know how you have those dreams where, oh, I'm with my crush, blah, 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 we're hanging out. Mm-hmm. So what if one of those dreams you had is that dimension you did hang out with them, whatever?
Oh nah, that's kind of weird.
That's like that mind blow shit, you know what I mean?
there's also like, since I think you talked about meaning of dreams before, but you know, if you have a dream where your car is spiraling out of control, that means that's, you know how it says like you give meaning to your life through dreams?
Yeah
It's like, if you have a car spinning out of control, or you're in a place where you're like just spinning out of control, that means like your life is getting out of track. Like you can't control that at all. And then if you have those dreams where you're losing teeth.
Oh, I told this before, didn't I?
Did you?
Okay, well, what is it? What's the losing teeth one for you?
Oh, the losing teeth one?
What is it?
Fuck, you made me forget it. Oh. Well, what was yours?
Mine, okay, this is like an Asian superstition.
Okay.
That if you have a dream of you losing teeth, it means one of your family members is gonna die.
Word.
Yeah.
No, that mine was losing money.
Oh.
I don't know why. I think that's a general superstition.
Nah, but the Filipino like Asian superstition is, if you have dreams of teeth falling out, that's like your family members falling out of your life.
Oh shit. Okay, maybe nah, mine was different.
Yeah, that's the Asian one though.
But you know, yo, there's a new movie that just came out. I'm pretty sure you've heard of this one. We have to go see it. It's like,
oh, it's the A24 film with the girl from Crazy Rich Asian. I know you're talking about.
How the fuck did you know that?
No, I know. Trust
Everything
me.
Everywhere All at Once?
Yeah. I didn't watch it yet, but my sister recommended it to me. I'm going to watch
it. It's fire?
I was waiting for it to come out, but for some reason, they don't have it in all theaters.
Yeah.
That's on cheap.
No, there was one at the SEC.
Oh, SEC, they don't have it. They don't have one.
They don't have it.
Cheese, bro.
No, but look, that ass a jumper's film.
Like, yeah, it is. Like, it is. That's literally
multi dimensions, jumping through multi dimensions and shit like that.
Exactly. And bro, I think this whole idea of the multiverse stuff, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it so crazy how it's very prominent now?
Yeah.
Right. So Rick and Morty, let's say like last year, 2 years ago, started with that multi dimension shit, right? Mm-hmm, yeah. And then Marvel started multi-dimension. Look at the next Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah.
Multiverse of Madness.
Everyone wants to do the multiverse.
And then now, look at, even DC's doing multiverse shit. Even that movie, the A24 film, multiverse shit.
Yeah.
Now tell me something, Gavin.
Yeah.
Why is it that all of these Mandela effects come out, all of these like talks of, whoa, did we switch that realities? Whoa, do we move on to like a new world?
Start being popular?
Yeah, all these things start being prominent now.
Yeah. To be honest,
it's like perfect timing, no?
I know. Loki, when we dropped our first one, I think the Boots Popsicle is the one that went crazy first.
Mm.
And then we started kept doing it. Yeah, that became another like one of our niches. So now it's not just theories. No, but
it's just like, what's crazy though
is
there's more new ones like coming out every week.
Yeah.
But it's almost like we heard some before in the past. But there was maybe what, like 5, 6?
Yeah. So,
but now that shit is like piling up.
So is this all government propaganda to sell more movies? Because movies wasn't doing shit. You know Netflix, how Netflix wasn't making money. It's going bankrupt. To be honest, Squid Game might save it. But you feel me? Mm. I feel like the Squid Game shit, they should just ended it. Because there's a fine line of like good and then no sequel at the end. It wasn't made for a sequel, right?
True. So, I think he even killed that Saebook in the first season.
Exactly.
And now they want to bring her back as a twin, shit. What it is now, they're just trying to like recover or at least make a legacy off of it.
Because they know Saebook is the main one people simp for.
Yeah.
So might as well make money off that. But I don't believe in that shit. Like that.
See, this is what it becomes. This is what it becomes. It becomes where a great artist, right, has this piece of work. Now, I think this is what separates like great artists from like regular artists.
Yeah.
Is where, not to say that director isn't a great artist.
Yeah, exactly.
He is.
He made that.
But let's say you have a great piece of work, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that great piece of work is selling like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to change it to sell more?
No.
Because you know you can sell more.
No. No, because me, I'm all about legacy still.
But that's tough though. That's tough. Because it becomes like, what are you chasing? Now this guy, right? Yeah. This guy, he deserves that though.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? He deserves all the riches. He didn't even get paid that much.
I know. From a film that he was working on for so long.
Exactly.
Yeah, that guy.
He should have got way more.
Yeah.
So in his position, what do you think? You think he should is he taking the right path? There's no wrong or right, to be honest.
It's either money or you want to save your legacy.
Yeah.
But I guess if he deserved it, then he deserved it. Mm-hmm. Still. So take the money.
Just take the money. Yeah, honestly, just take the money. Yeah. But what sucks is then
the legacy of Squid Game,
the art is different.
Yeah, I feel like Netflix is just gonna run that film to the ground.
Oh, for sure.
Just because they want more money.
I'm a like predict it right now.
Okay.
You know The Walking Dead?
The Walking Dead, yeah.
The Walking Dead was so good. Yeah. Let's say like first three seasons, four seasons, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just it went to shit because they dragged it on.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But if they ended it off on like those three or four seasons, mm-hmm. I feel like we would still be talking about Walking Dead as being one of the greatest shows ever.
Really?
I think.
Damn.
Because it was such a big like deal that they honestly made zombies popular.
Yeah.
If you really bag, they probably made zombies popular.
To be honest. Yeah, that's facts.
Right? Because when Walking Dead came out, that's when they first launched Nazi zombies.
Mm.
That's kind of crazy though. That's kind of crazy, no?
Nah, legacy ruined. I got one more Mandela effect still.
You have another one? Okay, let me hear
it's
it.
It's actually Ox Wars.
Ox Wars?
Okay, okay. Because you listen. Yeah. There's so many people in my DMs thinking it's me and you.
Oh.
So listen, on the cover, I'm going to clear it up right now. This is Carlos, and I know I'm usually always in a hat, right?
Yeah.
But guys, the Mandela effect is that I'm not on the Ox Wars cover. It's Carlos and Jet.
This is Jet. Because Jet helped me make... Shout out Jet. Jet helped me make Oxford. So that's why Jet's on the cover.
Big Mandela effect. Because listen, I don't have curly hair. I mean, to be honest, it looks like
it, me. It kind of does. It could look like
you. Yeah,
it could look like you.
Yeah, yeah. You should have made him like his Jet design on it. Then people would probably know.
Yeah.
You feel me?
But the brown and the curly, that's how you can tell. But it can look... I'm not going to lie. If you go like this... Yeah. If you just go like that,
that's me. I ain't gonna lie. Some people in the beginning were like, "Damn, Gavin, you and Carlos have this own app," and I was going with it. Yeah. I'm like, "Hell yeah, that's us."
Run with it. Yeah, that's me. No, but yeah, that's Jet. Shout out to Jet one time. Jet is
exactly.
I just want to give Jet his flowers real quick.
Facts.
Let me give Jet his flowers real quick.
Yeah,
Jet. He's one of the greatest people in this creative scene right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, like he connected me to so many people and he just knows how to get everything done.
Yes, yes.
Like you'll have certain people in your life. Like you'll have the creative, you'll have more of like the helper, you'll have like the followers or whatever. Now Jet, he knows every single one of those people where to go.
Bro.
So it's like he connects dots.
Yes.
And you need that type of person
I know.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Like you'll have somebody with a great idea, but they don't know how to get it done. Yeah. They don't know how to get it done or they don't know which people to go to get it done.
That's me. Because I have so much designs I want to put out and then boom, I just don't know. I just don't have that go-to guy.
Yeah. Right?
But I'll tell the Jet story because I think it was 2000... On what was it when everyone was kind of like on streetwear now and everyone had the cricket design
2020 that's when I dropped Wico Studios.
Okay so 2020 it was me starting a brand and Jet randomly he like hit me up and took me in and we were just creating shit in his basement.
I remember that
yeah I think I was the first one with him to do
it.
And then so he was showing me all these t-shirts. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And then I was like writing stuff on, I was drawing because I have the ideas. I just don't know how to get it done. I draw stuff, I send him a picture. I'm like, yo Jet, I need like this for my next drop. These four pairs of jeans, right? And I didn't have the Krika. He's like, no, Gavin, I got you.
Yeah.
I send him shitty ass drawings, right?
And he makes the design, it.
And I come back and I have four jeans ready for me. Like, I'm telling you, like, he was the first guy to ever, like, put my ideas into fruition.
Mm.
Like, it was crazy how he did it.
Yeah. So, for all the aspiring creatives out there that want to...
You need a Jet, bro.
Yeah, you need to find your Jet. Like, that's our guy. Like, anything we need, like... If I need advice on anything, I need like, where I get to go to get this information, where I go to get this running, right? He knows everything about that.
Yeah. You know, I found out about Jet through, because I didn't know he was not our age.
Oh yeah,
you feel me? He was in my business classes, grade 12 business class. I think when he was in grade 10, and I'm like, yo, who is that guy?
Yeah,
who is that light skin guy over there? He's like, nah, he's in a younger grade, but he moved like he was super mature and shit. Mm-hmm. Like the way he talks, I was like, oh shit, this is proper.
Yeah, I met him. I met him in Muay Thai.
That's Muay Thai.
Yeah, we went to the same gym. We went to the same gym, and this is, I think this is even before we were in high school.
Yeah,
on I think this was before we were in high school. Okay. I met Jeff.
You guys go way back.
But we would train together, and then I seen him. I was like, oh shit, you go here? Uh-huh. I'm like, oh fuck.
Nah, exactly. I just wanted to clear that up because I had no process in the Ox Wars game. Don't give me credit. You know? That's all Jet.
That's Jet
and Carlos.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, there's one thing I want to talk about real quick.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like a deep story, kind of like not, but it's very interesting, right? Okay. You know who Nico Cotto Avocado is?
Yeah, the guy who eats mukbangs.
Yeah, the mukbang guy, right?
What happened?
No,
I thought he died.
I think he's in the hospital or something.
Oh, fuck.
I think he's okay.
Yeah,
but he's not like okay with his health.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what
I mean? Yeah.
Okay, for the people that don't know, Nico Avocado, he's this mukbang YouTuber.
Yeah, mukbang YouTuber.
And what's crazy to me, he gained like, what, let's say like 200 pounds.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Doing these videos.
I know.
Right? So he started off small YouTuber. He wasn't even doing mukbangs until like his first one.
If you see past pictures, he was actually skinny. Like
he was
actually
skinny.
Yeah.
Now check this out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know he was vegan?
No.
He was vegan before that.
No way. So he
was vegan for like years.
Nah. This was before he was famous?
Before he was famous.
I already have a theory for this.
Listen. So, him and his boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
I forgot his name, damn it. But him and his boyfriend. Did you see that sad video of him? He's like, you ruined me. His boyfriend's like, you ruined me.
I don't know if that shit is a troll or that shit
I think that's real.
Holy
so, check
fuck.
This out.
Yeah.
Nico Cotto Avocado.
Yeah.
He met his boyfriend in, I think, South America.
Yeah.
Listen. Through a vegan
dating app,
a vegan like forum,
word,
a vegan forum, bro.
Oh my goodness!
So check that out.
Yeah.
So they started off as vegans, started doing mukbangs, and now they're like pushing 300 pounds.
No, that's mine.
Because of the success through the mukbang.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's the story. I thought something bad happened to Nico.
No, I don't know, but like he's not in good health right now.
But to be honest, he was getting. I know it's like easy to hate on him, but at the same time, it's like, bro, you can't feed more negative things into something already negative.
Yeah, facts.
Right? So if you're going through it with his boyfriend and all you see is, oh, Nico, you're fat. Nico, you're fat. Like, what are you going to think?
Yeah.
Right?
No, but what's crazy, this is what I think about a lot, right?
Yeah.
It's like, do you think there's a threshold, right?
Yeah.
Like this, When you stop something, something that you like doing, for example, him eating a lot because he was vegan.
Yeah.
Do you think there's this like floodgate that holds back all that temptation and then one day it just explodes?
Yes. That's everyone, bro. You don't have that? You're telling me you don't have that?
No, I'm asking you. Do you think that's real?
No.
I think that's a real thing.
Yes. Pent up emotion, because sometimes I'll just be out with my friends and then I guess something, if we're watching a sad movie, it'll all come out. He'll cry because of the sad movie, but then he'll be sad about other shit.
Yeah.
Like he'll trauma dump on me. He'll be there, but I'll be there for him. But the fact that it's all held in one, like just to be honest, you just got to get it out. Cry it out whenever you have a problem and then move on.
I think with anything, even if it's like an addiction or let's say you're really craving something, right?
Yeah.
I think there's that floodgate that like you're holding it back. You're fighting it, but if it ever bursts or if ever like releases, shit, it's coming with some full-fledged force.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I think the hardest thing, that's why, it's because no one wants to admit it. Like, especially with addiction. Like, I was addicted to my phone. And whenever someone's like, oh, Gavin, you're on your phone again. Are you addicted? I was like, nah. But as soon as I started realizing, like, yeah, I actually am addicted to my phone.
Yeah.
Then I can start making some changes.
I think it became to a point where everybody's addicted, though.
I know. But it was, in my case, it was okay, too. But I had an addiction.
Mm.
Addiction is addiction, period. It'll always lead to more negative shit.
True.
You feel me?
I know, but in a way, like being addicted to our phones, being addicted to like technology.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's like inevitable.
Word. Okay, but I have a question though. With Nick, it's Nico, right?
Yeah, Nico.
So do you think that he started these mukbangs, got famous, or like he just did like a troll video mukbang? Because he was vegan, right?
Yeah, he was vegan.
So was it like he always wanted to do these mukbangs, but it got so big that he had to continue it? Like it's
one I think so.
Where
I think so.
It's one of those questions like, would you keep doing it if you didn't even really like it, but you were getting fame off that?
No, I think he liked it too.
Really?
I think he just liked it. Bro, eating food is probably fun.
Nah, to be honest, I'm like, some of the mukbangers I see, like, what do they do after Viz? They gotta work out, like 100.
Nah, they don't. Some people don't.
Yeah, some people.
Like, you know the man versus food guy? Oh. I think he was in the hospital too.
Yeah, no, but he actually got fat.
Yeah.
But there's other YouTubers, like, oh no, FoozyTube was a big one. FoozyTube is
Didn't do mukbangs.
No, he didn't do mukbangs, but like his transformation from where he started early to what is right now, he's had so many complications. So
he was like, he was D's, and then he was skinny.
Listen, this guy went from a normal guy, and then he wanted people to have empathy for him.
Mm.
So he did like that home. I don't know if you remember this era, but he went out and was homeless. He did like homeless for 100 days challenge.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Did you notice? Nah. No. And then he went into YouTube boxing. Okay, let me dick ride some big YouTubers or some big TikTokers.
No, but he had the pranks in between. Yeah, that's like legacy.
That was the origin. Origin homeless boxing, and then he went into some next super skinny, like he doesn't even look
healthy.
He's like
Clout House now. He's Clout House.
Yeah, he doesn't look healthy no more. And then now he's like, oh, fitness.
Mm.
Oh my God, that transformation is... And we seen it all through our eyes.
No, but that... Here's ways you can look at it. You can look like, whoa, what's going on? But honestly, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Big ups to FoozyTube, just because like he took, let's say, lowest lows to highest highs. And then down back again to lowest lows,
and then
but back up again to highest highs. Feel me?
Yeah.
Like, this guy's relentless.
Yeah. No, I think that's just because of the straight connections he had.
True.
For sure.
True.
And it's kind of cool seeing how you know how the YouTubers you grew up with? You know EvanTube?
EvanTube. Yeah. He's old now, eh?
Yeah. That's kind of crazy to see.
Yeah, he's grown up.
Yeah, the craziest one to me is LaMelo Ball, because his whole going famous, like progression, was caught on camera.
Yeah, that's true.
We knew LaMelo Ball since he was a kid, right?
Yeah.
So boom, now he's in the NBA.
Mm.
And it's just cool to see like, oh, since we're still like teens.
No, you guys get to see the whole progression.
You guys get to see the whole progression.
Which is going to be crazy. Yeah. Who knows what I'm going to be doing like 10 years from now. Holy shit. It's going to be crazy to see how...
A lie? And like, you're doing your thing, and then I'm in like a Taekwondo studio, like a monk. I actually become the monk.
Yo. Become a monk?
Yeah, because you've been preaching like monk shit the whole time. So it just kind of comes to me.
Yeah. Okay, there's this... Cause I listened to you know Jordan Peterson.
Jordan Peterson. Who's that again?
He's like
Jordan Peterson.
He's a guy that really breaks down like philosophy and just human behavior.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
So he has this quote, right?
Yeah.
Oh, was it him? I think it was him.
I know the quote you're about to say. It's like, if you're having a bad day, just say this word.
Not that. Okay, there's kind of two quotes I want to talk about.
Okay.
There is a Jordan Peterson one, but there's one I want to talk about first.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Mike Tyson, actually.
Oh, Mike Tyson?
So,
Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Mike Tyson. You have to say it like him.
Mike Tyson.
Yo, that sucks if you're like an influencer speaker and like no one takes you serious because you have a lisp.
Okay, let me... Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me get back to what I was saying.
And the quote is...
So not because it's a serious one. It's a serious one. So I think it was Mike Tyson that said it. He was talking about the samurai, right? Mm-hmm. And there was this philosopher too that he was quoting, how there should never be, let's say you have a warrior.
Okay.
Right? Now, to have a great warrior, he cannot be too kind, nor can he be too evil.
Not as facts. I learned that the hard way.
Like, you can't be too strong or you can't be too peaceful.
Yeah.
There has to be a balance. Mm-hmm. So whether or not your ego goes like this, right? There has to be something else that balances at the same.
Mm-hmm.
Because if one is teeter-tottering the other,
people will notice.
You can fall into trouble. Look, if you're too peaceful, people won't take you seriously, take advantage of you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
If you're too stern, assertive, blah, 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 then people will, you know, they won't like you as much, blah, 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 shit like that. Now, this whole philosophy is the great warrior, the greatest man you can be,
yeah,
is the one that can balance everything together. No matter what situation happens. Yeah. Let's say you get into a fight. Okay. Right? Now, you know you can beat that person up. Mm-hmm. You can probably beat them up if they really wanted to.
Yeah.
If they wanted to fight you. Mm-hmm. Now, you can also be that person to be peaceful.
Yeah.
And you can stop it from even happening. Mm-hmm. So the great warrior can do both.
Yeah. Oh.
That's and nice. I think that's so true with everything. Not even just being a warrior, with being an entrepreneur, with being even like a businessman, like anybody,
yep,
be a doctor. Like, you have all of these strengths, mm-hmm, but you have all of these suppressors that are holding you, mm-hmm, grounded.
Yeah. Okay, but wouldn't it be a loss still on the warrior if you still fight the guy? Because I feel like it's like, oh, you always got to be peaceful, right?
No.
But what point does it come to where you actually have to fight?
Nah, there's times you got to fight.
Okay, yeah.
There's times, let's say like your life's in danger. Mm-hmm. There's times you have to fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm, even, look, let's say you're in a position where if you don't fight, you'll look very weak.
Very weak.
And you'll be kicked up after that, you know?
Yeah. That's for sure. If anyone touches my family, I'm automatically fight.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter how scared I am. I know I'm known for the scared fight or flight, but nah. Mm-hmm. Family, it's like, nah, I'm rushing in.
Yeah,
If I die, I die, fam. Like, I don't care.
Did I tell you how I knew my fight or flight?
How?
So I almost got hit by a car.
Oh, did I tell you about this? You did. Yeah. I think you did tell this on the podcast.
I told this on the podcast, but that's exactly when I knew, like, I'm fight, not flight. Because right when they try to hit me with a car, what I do, Muay Thai stance. I swear to God.
You did.
Yo, I swear to God, I thought what it was people trying to come and kill me.
Yeah,
that's what I thought it was.
This guy squared up with a car.
Yeah, but it was just him, like, he didn't mean to, like, he didn't see me in the way.
No, wait, but it hit you, right?
No, it almost hit me. I backed out of the way. I did the Spider-Man. I did the Spider-Man, bro.
In that position, I would be like, instead of the Muay Thai fight, fuck that. I'm jumping forward and then I'm flopping. I'm out of my leg. I'm getting a nice back from that. You feel me?
No, but for me, like, right when I saw him, like, okay, survival, boom.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't me thinking. It was just like all
facts.
Animal instinct, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see the guy, the drunk guy and the professional boxer in Las Vegas?
Nah, which one?
So this guy, there was this, I guess, professional boxer and like a random guy.
Yeah.
Like, I guess a gangster. And he was in the casino. They were both in casino. I'm pretty sure he was drunk.
Mm.
But he started, the random guy started throwing punches at the boxer.
No
shit. Right? And the boxer was like, trust me, fam, you don't want this. Like, I'm 14-0. I'm 14-0. Mm. Like, I'm warning you. You don't want it. And then the gangster guy's like, he's throwing up like gang signs, and then it's like, all right, let's do it. So the boxer takes off all his rings.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm gonna give you one more opportunity. Everyone's fighting. He looks at the camera. He's like, I'm 14-0. I'm 14-0. Right? The boxer is ready. They're in the stands.
Yeah.
The random guy throws a punch. Only the professional boxer only did one punch. Bop, counters.
Oh shit!
Slap. He goes to the camera. 15-0. That's crazy. Damn,
that's the greatest video ever made. Then.
Exactly. No, it's so funny because I guess, like, I don't know what's going through your mind. He's telling you he's a professional boxer.
Yeah, yeah.
14-0. He's literally called the Grave Digger or something like that. He gets slumped.
It's just people's egos, man. Yeah. They get blinded by that shit. They get so blinded.
Yeah.
And I think an ego, it's like getting in the way of yourself. I said this before. It's like getting in the way of yourself.
Yeah.
Like, if you take it too far, or like you get into that zone where you don't see, it's tunnel vision. Like, you're like this. Mm-hmm. You can't see anything in the way. You're just looking straight at one thing.
Yeah.
That's when the dark shit seeps in.
I know.
On the sides.
I know. But an ego is good though. Like, sometimes, because I remember I was in like these, you know what I told, those accounting things. And everyone has this like big ego. And I've always never like, went out of my way to talk. Mm. But everyone's bringing, oh, I'm part of this big CPA. I'm part of this big CPA. And I'm looking at them like, bro, that shit is so unattractive.
Oh, to like...
Yeah, like, just brag about how much money you make. Mm. Like, I would never brag about how much money I make, like, earnings. Like, that's pocket watching. Like, I would never
do that. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, I think that's whack. I never do that.
Yeah.
Even to just my family, I don't even tell them.
Exactly. Oh, yeah?
Nah.
Oh, word.
Nah. Like, I'll drop some like, subtle hints, but like, I'm not, I don't straight up like, oh, guess how much I made today? Yeah.
No, facts.
Did you guys know?
No, but if I do tell them I made today, then I'll have to treat them out because they know and they'll probably get pissed that I'm not sharing the wealth.
That's why you gotta play, like, you gotta play the smart Filipino family mindset, yeah, bro. Like,
no, for sure. Like, for sure.
You know, if you have money, you don't talk about it,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, dead ass. But yeah, that's
funny. And for tax evasion too, you know what I'm saying? I'm playing a play.
Don't say that. Yo. Don't say that.
Yo.
But yeah. But yeah, I have this story, fam.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the warriors and the samurais. Mm-hmm. There's this Japanese guy. Did you know about the guy who escaped prison with just a soup bowl?
With just a soup bowl? Oh, I think I heard of this.
Yeah?
I think I heard of this.
So listen. So this guy.
Wait, he's like famous, right?
Bro, he has a statue.
he has
a statue in Japan.
Yeah.
So this guy went all his life. I think he was good until he got into gambling.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And then boom, he gambled his life away.
That's some Squid Game.
Yeah, real shit. And then he was accused for a murder that he didn't even know that he did. He's like, what the fuck? Why are you guys blaming me for a murder? He was put into jail, right?
Yeah.
So boom, they lock him up. He's in his little room, right? He finds on the ground a little steel wire.
Oh shit!
Easy escape, right? Gets the lock, picks the lock, escapes. Once he escapes, the cops find out he escapes, puts him back into his jail cell. Right?
Wow. Yeah.
Now second time, he sees that there's a vent on the roof. This time, unscrews the little screws, gets out of the vent, escapes.
Oh shit.
The cops find out again.
They
put him back in. So this was the second escape. So now the third.
They gotta like vamp up the security or some shit.
So this is how they vamped it up.
Yeah.
They gave him shackles on his arms and shackles on his feet. So they gave him no freedom, right? But every day he would get food, right?
Yeah.
And that food was soup. And I don't know how he knew this, but salty like liquids can rust locks like metal.
Oh.
So what he did every day, he got the soup every day on the lock. So it started rusting over time.
That's sodium oxide.
On the feet. Boom. As soon as that thing escaped again.
Yeah.
And then he went outside once and visited his friend's restaurant. But his friend was actually a police and he snitched on him.
Oh, fuck.
He went back to jail.
Wow.
So imagine that. You escape, you go to your friend's restaurant.
Yeah.
He's actually a police. Yo, I just escaped, fam.
What the fuck?
2 days after, he got a thing. So now this is the fourth and final escape. Once he was there, the guards really thought he was depressed.
Yeah.
Just because he was always sleeping in his bed. Because after that, he's like, fuck, I don't want anyone to escape like the fourth time.
Yeah. Because how is he going to escape?
Exactly. Whole time, it turns out, under his bed, the wood, he took it out and put all the wood planks on his bed and covered it with a blanket. That's why they thought it was him.
Yeah, him sleeping all
the
time.
Now, now he had the ground, the wood was gone. He dug holes with the soup bowl.
Whoa.
With the soup bowl. And then once he got out, he was free. I don't think they ever got him back.
They never got him?
No, that's why he has a fucking statue.
Yo.
I think his statue is like this too.
See, you know what I think that is? I think that's a case of like, because he was so innocent.
Yeah.
He got out.
Yeah.
I think because he truly was innocent and he got out like that.
God like gave him that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he was meant, that's like his karma. Like he's going to get out.
True.
What do you think he's like? So I don't know if I said this before, but there's like this, there's this narco saint. You ever heard about the narco saint?
Narco saint? No.
Nah? What is that? It's almost like this saint in Mexico.
Okay.
It's not a saint, but it's like this criminal leader that people look up to, like, oh, he's the hero.
Okay.
So maybe that guy, he turned into a hero himself.
Mm.
Almost like, you know, Robin Hood?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you think Robin Hood is real?
Robin Hood. To be honest, no.
Nah, you don't think Robin Hood is real?
I feel like that's just a fictional story. But I swear I told the story where it's like, there's actually real Robin Hoods.
What do you mean? Like, people steal from the rich,
steal from the rich and give to the poor? Yeah. I told this before.
That has to be true. Yeah, that has to be true.
For sure.
Yeah. In a sense, that's like all criminal organizations.
Yeah. But I don't think, but I don't think it's like a guy in like a whole suit and it's like thing. It's probably just like regular people.
No, I think Robin Hood could have been real. Wait, hold on. Let me check.
Okay, yeah.
Hey Siri, was Robin Hood real? Let's see. Oh, so check this out. Uh-huh. While most contemporary scholars have failed to turn up solid clues, medieval chronicles took for granted a historical Robin Hood lived and breathed during the 12th and 13th century. The details of their accounts were very widely, however, placing him in conflicting areas and era. So I think he was real. So there's no name to him because he was obviously anonymous.
Mm-hmm. No, but back then that was what ninjas did in Japan, like steal from the rich.
Oh and yeah, ninjas. So
I guess that was the Robin Hood of Asia.
Mm-hmm. Did you know the samurai? They were just like they did everything for the kingdom. They weren't like their own thing. Like they were. I think the word samurai is to serve or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know how the people in Britain,
yeah,
like the queen is surrounded by the guys who step like
Queen's Guard. Yeah,
yeah. They do it strictly for the queen. But samurai is like the whole country, fam.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy. And you know how the samurai like if they taste defeat, you know what happens?
What happens?
You don't know about that?
No,
bro. I forgot the exact word. What but happens? if you ever capture a samurai.
Okay.
If you ever even in World War II, if any of the Japanese were captured, what did they do? They had a sword with them.
Okay.
Right? They took out the sword.
Yeah.
Super sharp. Samurai blade. Flip it around. And cut their stomach open.
What?
Yeah. That's just how they go out. Just
because it's like thing?
It was like their way of honoring their death. So they wanna go out. They wanna go out as a warrior.
That's so different, man. I swear, it's like that shit only happens in Asia. Like Asia is so like stick to the tradition. If this doesn't happen, then you gotta kill yourself, fam.
That's like the way,
it's
like bro.
Honor. Honor is very important.
Yeah, it's honor, you know, thing. That's an honor thing.
Yeah,
it's like you wanna go by a real by a real one. And these guys ain't real ones. I'm going out myself. So I died by a real one.
Like my favorite scene in any movie is the Jaden Smith when Jackie Chan's like, why do you want to go back out there? Because, sir, I'm still scared. Bro, I was a kid and I was so inspired by that shit. I literally did Taekwondo just because that quote, fam.
Yo.
Like, you don't understand how much that quote means to me.
my favorite scene from that is, you know where he's wearing the sando? The tank top, right? Yeah. The white tank top. Yeah. And he's just training and he's doing like the splits and shit. And he's punching the clothesline. Yeah. That's my favorite scene, in the sando.
For sure.
I went and got all my sandals ready, put that shit on and start working out, bro.
Did the splits thing?
No. But I had to be wearing that. Had to be wearing that. I couldn't wear no t-shirt.
Yeah.
I couldn't be shirtless. I had to wear the sando, fam.
Yeah. But to be honest, I feel like now after seeing like the shit with the Smith family, the movies with them don't even hit different no more. Cause now all I think about with Jaden Smith is, remember he's like, guys, can we just talk about the political and economical state of the country?
It's so wild.
It's like, Jaden, we're at recess. Jaden, we're at recess, man. Come on, what are you talking about? But you have to realize, like, he grew up.
No, he grew
alongside,
up weird.
No, alongside Jackie Chan, fam.
What do you mean, alongside?
The movie, like, he grew up with superstars. Like, his dad was a superstar. Everyone around
him. Oh, yeah, his dad's fucking Will Smith, of course. That's crazy. That's why he's going to turn out different.
Yeah.
No matter what, if you're a child of a celebrity like that big, that's why I'm so curious how, like, North is going to turn out. Northwest?
Who's North?
Northwest.
Oh, Kanye's?
Yeah.
No, to like, be honest, I feel like North is gonna, because their household is already fucked. Because I see Pete Davidson holding one of the Kanye's child, and I know Kanye is not letting that slide.
Mm.
Kanye is coming out with Donda 3 next week.
Yeah.
Just fuck Pete. It's all the tracks.
Damn, that's a tough one, bro. Yeah. Like, I want to stay away from that topic, though.
Okay.
I want to stay away from that. Let's go back to Jaden Smith.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the political and economical state of the world right now.
Can we talk about...
Oh, my God.
Why did he even say that?
I don't know.
Here's what I think that is.
I was so sick saying that, too.
I think do you agree? There's like a culture that's trying to, like, out-woke you?
To be honest, you're doing that.
Me?
Yes.
How?
Yo, you know what's so crazy?
Yeah.
So I think in the first episode, you're like, I never, like, we talked about the woke and the
yeah.
And you're like, I never want to be known as like the woke guy.
No, but
you turned into like this monk preaching theory guy. And you kind of have to be on a different level of, I guess, reality. Because we have to go.
No, that's true. Exactly. Though. I guess that's kind of true.
To a normal person, you're crazy. Like, to a normal person.
I guess.
Exactly.
But, like, what I'm saying is, No, no, but do I try to outwork people?
No.
Like, I don't specifically try, like,
oh, yeah, you don't. Yeah, you don't act cringe, but it's the fact that you still have to go through something.
No, but I think that's just what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
I think, like, anybody that's on, like a different way of thinking, like, you're going to look at them different.
Exactly. But yeah, that's why I never like to say, I mean, I say shit out loud, and then God humbles me by putting stuff in the way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what were you going to say about Jaden Smith?
Oh, no, I think he's just trying to outwork us, bro.
Yeah. It's to a point where it's cringe, man. It can't be media training. No way it's media training. That's him.
But I don't blame him just because, like, that's how he grew up.
Yeah.
Do you think it's more of his own childhood, like, influences that made him like that? Or is it through what he wants to be?
I mean, to be honest, Jaden's always wanted to be different.
He wants to be portrayed as something.
Yeah, Jaden's always wanted to be different. You know, there was rumors too that Jaden Smith was what do you call this? Tyler the Creator's boyfriend.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember
he was like, he was on stage. He was like, "Oh, I don't know if you guys know this, but that guy right there, he's my boyfriend."
Yeah, yeah. But I'm like, I remember that.
I'm like, bro, just because Tyler is doing so good in the rap game, and then he comes out or he comes out as gay. Like, doesn't mean you have to do it too. Just be yourself, bro.
He might be though.
I know, but
I think he is.
Okay, yeah, but at the same time, I feel like it was a weird, like, force. Like, he's just really forcing to be different.
Yeah.
And he's taking more steps, like public steps to try and get it the word out. Because Tyler never announced that he was gay, right? But
no, he did, didn't he?
No, through kind of subtle hints through his albums.
Oh, right? Okay.
But Jaden is like, that's my boyfriend. Like, come on, bro. Like,
come on. Maybe I think that was a publicity stunt.
Exactly.
It's so hard to tell, like what's publicity or what's like real now.
Exactly.
It's hard to tell, man. It's hard to tell.
Stop. Yo, this has gone as our trademark now. It's
fun. You know what's funny?
Yeah.
So whenever, you remember the Juice WRLD song? What was the song?
What was it? All these girls.
No, the one that blew up.
Yeah, all these girls the same or
no, the other one. It's so crazy. I don't remember the name now.
In a minute, and then is that the same one?
No, the Juice WRLD song that blew up.
Wait.
Something Dreams, right?
Lucid Dreams.
Oh my God, that's how you know we're living in 2022, bro. That's how you know we're living in.
Damn, it was called Lucid Dreams.
It was Lucid Dreams. I would never forget that name. Yeah. Like if it was a couple years ago, like I'd know that like quick. Facts. That's crazy. Okay. Facts. Anyways, when Lucid Dreams like first dropped, and then we were talking because it was only like what, like 5,000 plays.
Yeah.
Right? So I told my sister like, watch this guy.
Uh-huh.
This guy's gonna be huge because Illuminati told me. I told her, I said because Illuminati told me.
Whoa.
And then anytime, listen. Mm-hmm. So anytime I found an artist that was on there, like that's gonna explode, I think Billie Eilish, she only had like, shit, like 10,000 followers at the time.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go to her concert just because I liked her music.
Okay.
And I told my sister, like, watch this girl. Uh-huh. She's gonna blow up because Illuminati told me. I told her because Illuminati told me.
No lie. I thought Billie Eilish was an industry plant.
I don't think so.
At first.
Yeah.
At first. But then, and Clairo too.
I don't think so.
Clairo, Ian Dior, and Billie Eilish are the big.
Ian Dior, probably.
But how do you know that? But he blew off a TikTok.
No, but he had like connections like quick.
But Billie Eilish and Clairo had the same thing.
Clairo
had the same thing though. Her dad is literally an industry, like part of the industry, a big manager.
I don't know.
Can tell she was an
maybe
industry
I'm biased. Player. I like Clairo still.
I like Clairo too. Like she's cool.
I don't know. Well, okay, but Billie Eilish, I know for sure, like was an industry plant.
Okay.
Because she had like her own underground for a long time. She was indie for a long time.
True.
And then she became, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy, like. Holy shit, how do you explode to this small of a thing and then become like so big within what, two years, something like that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. It is fam. The all the fans that are watching, we have a lot of fans. That's crazy. In a year and a half?
True. That is true. Yeah. Still.
But how did we do that?
So what's
fun? I still don't know.
The Illuminati. No. Well, listen. So I kept up that game of telling my sister like anytime I think something's gonna blow, I'm like, Illuminati told me.
Okay.
You'll see, because Illuminati told me.
Okay.
I always tell her that.
Who was the next one?
The next one.
Who's like a big, I guess, any athlete, any thing that's gonna become popular? Because you know how everyone becomes. Jordan Poole surprisingly got popular.
The NBA player?
Yeah. And it was kind of crazy how...
Because he's playing good.
Exactly. How he's matched with the Splash Bros and his last name is Pool.
Oh, like, that's kind of...
That's kind of weird. The Illuminati set that up properly. Did they give him powers? You feel me?
It's all like code names?
Yeah, that has all code names.
Yo, me.
Add Pool to the Splash Brothers.
Yo, we have swim practice. Yeah. What's that mean?
Add Pool. But yeah.
Yeah, so I think... Wait, you're asking me...
Who in the music industry, any athlete that you feel like is going to blow up really big?
The next person that's
going to
blow
prediction, up? Let's prediction right now. Because Loki, we've been like close to perfect with all our predictions.
That's hard to say because there's no one I can specifically pinpoint.
Okay.
How about you? Do you know someone you can specifically pinpoint?
In the underground right now, Destroy Lonely, he's going to have a big year in the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. He's going to be one of the biggest artists. The next Playboi Carti. Mm-hmm. Like Playboi Carti type fame, not Playboi Carti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think Playboi Carti's done his run?
No. Did he's you not. See his new shit?
Yeah.
He's like clown faced. Like he's actually turning into like a new thing.
But he canceled his concert, man. Yeah,
no.
I had tickets to the concert. I think
his new stuff, he's going from trap metal.
Yeah.
To he's actually just going to produce all metal now. He's like
rockstar
Gigi Allen.
Really? Type that's kind of crazy. Yeah. I miss that.
Like, I feel like the metal hasn't been explored enough. Because you know how they've done R&B rap, R&B, rap.
No, it's just a cycle, bro. It's honestly just a cycle.
Exactly.
Just, it's like what was popular, let's say, in the 80s, 70s, yep. Coming back 90s, 2000s. Yeah. It's like constantly turning and twisting.
Yes.
Like, I feel like the 90s, that we're kind of in that, like, 90s 2.0.
Yeah.
Where everybody's wearing baggy clothes. Everybody's listening to R&B, yeah. Like, you know, like Blast. Like, true, all of these people making true. Those music.
Yeah.
So, I think that's what it is. It's like 2.0s of those genres. Mm-hmm. So, after R&B came the pop punk.
Yeah.
Like, Blink-182, Bullet For My Valentine, all those mm-hmm. all those type of bands. And then, who's popular? MGK, Willow Smith, you know what I mean? Olivia yeah. Rodrigo. Yeah, it's literally the exact same thing. So, after that, what was it next?
Metal?
No.
What was it? Rock?
No, listen, not even.
What?
It was popping bottles in the and then there's
what genre is that though?
That's like club, bro.
That's
like house.
I forgot about club.
So listen, that's my like prediction.
You're so right. You're
that's
so
my
right.
prediction. The next music, the that. Next like big wave is gonna be like
club
Timbaland, fucking like Neo, even
yeah,
shit like all of those like club beats. Shit, look at Here we go. Rocketeer.
Oh my god.
You know what I mean? Like a G6. Yeah. What's her name? Kesha. All that sound is gonna get like evolved into that sound 2.0.
They're doing it right now because they're using the old samples.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, you're right. Fergie, Black Eyed Peas. Oh shit. I guarantee you right now.
They're gonna make a return?
No, if Black Eyed Peas doesn't come out with like a new album, there's gonna be a Black Eyed Peas 2.0. I guarantee it right now. There will be. There's gonna be somebody that's gonna be like a Black Eyed Peas 2.0. They're gonna go crazy.
Fuck, why don't we just do that? I'll be the Will I Am.
Like what's it called? A Daft Punk? Daft Punk. Yeah.
No, to be honest, we could just be the new Rocketeers.
Far East Movement. Yeah, that was the name. Far East Movement. Shout out those guys.
But you're right, because everyone, especially club, that genre club, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
So you know it's coming soon, but quarantine just ended. So what does everyone want to do?
Go clubbing, go party.
Clubbing.
Yeah.
This is perfect time.
Exactly.
To release club shit.
Mm-hmm. And then what comes with that? I think like that whole future aesthetic.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm kind of into that already. Like,
true.
Like I want like
the moon
type of shit, like futuristic looking stuff,
true.
Shiny stuff, you know what I mean? Even the stutter shades, I feel like stutter shades are gonna come back somehow.
Stutter shades?
You know the blinds? Or
really?
Shutter state?
To be honest, I feel shutter like someone shades? Could someone could make that.
Someone, cool. Someone's gonna bring it back.
Yeah. Because it's already cool, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's kinda sick.
Right now, no, it died because of LMFAO.
Oh yeah. Yeah, those guys are Christian.
Yeah. Yeah, so that type of music I don't think is coming back, but like the Timbaland type of music, Black Eyed Peas, that's gonna go crazy.
Oh my god,
that's my prediction.
Yeah, that's a great prediction. I'll go with the metal stuff.
The metal stuff. That's gonna be hot too, because when all that stuff was happening, Much Music, it was like Green Day was still hot, yes, and Timbaland was right under. You know what I mean?
Yes,
Green Day was still up there too. I feel like there's gonna be, because that's kind of what MGK is.
Yeah.
The whole like pop punk.
I know.
Where are you?
I just met an emo girl.
Head ass.
But yeah, I remember that Juice Man. R.I.P. Juice Man. I remember going through that Juice phase. I literally was depressed just to be depressed. Like, you know, I was sad just cause like Juice WRLD was so hot at the time and he was rapping just straight up sad shit. Like, I wanted to be sad. Like, I wanted to be sad.
Damn.
Like, you know how Uzi says Kanye's 808 and Heartbreak?
Yeah.
He wanted to be sad just because the album was, like, very sad. Mm-hmm. That was my Kanye. Like, Juice was my Kanye.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. For me, it was X. But I was actually sad.
Everyone, no, I feel like X just, like, I was had everyone sad.
Yeah, I was actually sad, bro.
X did it at the perfect time too. I feel like just everyone in that era
was going through something. That was like the most disconnected year for some reason.
And somehow they took it away for some reason.
Yeah, it was like the most disconnected year. Like people were like going through it. And then all of a sudden Travis dropped Astroworld and it changed. Yeah.
Whoa, that's kind of weird.
Illuminati.
No, because that ass Travis had the whole like, you know how his concert?
Yeah.
His concert had the whole like summoning, you're getting taken. And then why do you think they dropped it right after Astroworld to get the views away from X? Because he was actually the voice of the people.
Mm.
You feel me? Why did they take X away, bro? Like he had like a vision, bro, to change the world.
Oh, man.
It's weird. I don't even want to talk about it.
That's some dangerous talks right there, bro. That's some dangerous talks right there, man. But going to...
Why'd you seem so nervous? But yeah, there's this theory about...
No, because remember... Because you're talking about X, you're talking about Astro. Yeah. Do you remember the Sicko Mode music video theory?
What is it?
You remember that shit? The Sicko Mode music video?
No. Sicko Mode?
Yeah. We talked about this. Where the guy that looked like X and then the asteroid like hit him.
Oh,
in the music video.
Okay, that's kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy.
And that's before he died.
Oh my god, that's kind of crazy.
No, actually he died and then they dropped it.
Holy smoke.
Yeah.
There's so much things with X, that perfect timing.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it.
It's too crazy. Yeah. I think, okay, one thing I really wish was still alive was Pop Smoke. I feel Pop Smoke, he was going to change like the rap sound, bro. Mm-hmm. I feel like the rap sound kind of relapsed.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds the same again.
It was a reset.
Yeah, no, it sounds the same again.
Yeah.
Like there was a sound, it started evolving, mm-hmm. and it came back around. But I feel like Pop Smoke was going to take it somewhere else.
Yeah, to be honest. I don't know why these greats are always taken away from us so early, bro.
Yeah.
It's weird. But yeah, do you know that Pop Smoke, he just randomly came home with that deeper voice?
Yeah. His brother said.
Wait. He's like, what the fuck?
What are you talking about, man?
Our business.
I think it's when you start working out.
Yeah. Do you know the guy who plays games? Who is that guy that has a really deep voice?
Who?
The guy who played with like Pokemon.
Oh, a curse? Is it curse? No.
Shit.
Fuck, I know who you're talking about. It's curse, no?
No, I don't think it's curse, but it's something like that. Curse.
Yeah, isn't it? Hold on. Maybe.
Curse. It can't be curse.
Corpse.
Corpse.
Corpse. Yeah, curse. Corpse. Sounds the same.
You're close. But yeah, corpse, do you think...
You know, there's a theory about him.
What? That's not his real voice?
Nah, that is his real voice.
No, I feel like that's not his... I feel like that's a voice changer.
No, that's actually his real voice, I think.
Really?
I think it's his real voice, actually.
Really?
You can. It's probably his real voice, but like he makes it with himself, though.
Yeah?
Like he just makes it deeper. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. But there's this also, you know, Reddit, where they have this, like, all the big Twitch streamers.
Yeah.
It's called r/place. So every 25 seconds, you can put a block of color in this grid of bits. So... What is this for? It's just like an April Fool's one day thing.
Okay.
So all the fans of big bases go and draw art. So like say all of our fans put bits of and made the Jumpers logo.
Oh,
but it's kind of like a war.
Yeah.
Where if Aiden Ross's fan base takes over ours,
yo, that's sick.
Adds bits, yeah. And you can only place bits every 5 minutes, I think.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
It's like, guys, attack it, white it out, white the Jumpers out logo.
Yeah.
And then boom, Aiden's face will be created with
yo,
bits.
That's kind of crazy. Wait, what is this on? Reddit. On Reddit?
Yeah, so it's only a 1 day thing.
When
it's
is this?
r/place every April Fool's Day.
Oh, it's done.
Yeah, it's done.
Damn.
But
we
should have been in the Discord. It was so funny because Aiden Ross was like attacking Germany flag, and all the Germans were literally talking about this guy's a dickhead. Like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
And he was whiting out all the flags, Ukraine's flags, shit like that.
Whoa. Yeah. So he got hate on him because it's just all around the world.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Though. I know.
I think that's what it's gonna be like in Web 2.0 and stuff.
What's that?
Or Web 3.0.
What's that?
Like the
war.
What's it called? The verse, fam. What do they call it again?
The verse.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, the online, it's not multiverse, it's a word for it. Metaverse. What the fuck?
Online metaverse?
Metaverse, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be what the metaverse would be like.
Oh, where it's so like, start your cults now? 3, 2, 1.
No, it's going to be like, one day it's going to be like, opened up the floodgates, barren wasteland, and you can just go ahead, like, take what you want.
Nah, that's scary.
I think that's going to be.
Like a Hunger Games?
Probably.
Yeah.
So let's say there's like a VR world, right? Yeah. And it's literally just like the earth. Like flat, like whatever. There's no buildings up, nothing up.
Oh my god.
Like an empty Minecraft world type shit.
A VR war would be so fire.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be so fire. Imagine.
That'd be crazy.
Imagine you don't want to go through the war, so you just alright guys. Oh shit, like we're actually going through it.
That'd be crazy. That's like I don't know if you watched Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, yeah.
So in Guardians of the Galaxy, they had these like it's like these spaceships that were fighting their war, but all of the people weren't in the ships. They were in like the base at home, and then they're all like playing this game.
Oh really?
Yeah, they're all like controlling in like VR type.
But the whole time it was actually like
but like they're controlling the actual spaceships they're fighting. That's so crazy. So okay, imagine this.
Yeah.
Imagine there's like humanoid robots, like drones. Like drones but humans, right?
Yeah.
On some Star Wars stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were all like in the room playing Warzone, but it's like real life and we're sending these droids to go ahead and fight the wars.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's crazy. And take this in.
Yeah.
I think that's going to happen eventually.
So it's like everyone that's good at video games, hop on it right now. We're sending things to... To be honest, that's a safer way.
It makes sense.
A safer way to do war.
Yeah.
Even though war is fucked up completely.
It's just expensive though. That's the only thing.
Exactly. Oh, true.
It's just expensive, but I think we're going to hit like a generation where the focus is going to be on that.
On robots. I could definitely see that.
So I'm going to say it right now. Yeah. Listen. If you guys want to invest into anything.
Oh, technology.
Invest into graphene.
What's that?
Y'all will know later.
Oh,
okay. That's all I'm going to say.
Go into NFTs.
People remember this. Oh, shit. Carlos said that shit.
Facts. And Gavin said, buy a CryptoPunk.
because I think the future, we're going to have robots, man.
Nah, to be honest. Did you see? It was kind of a crazy fact. I think Elon or something, a big guy who's in technology said that it doesn't matter if you have the riches like Elon Musk. If you have like 25K, you can send a killer drone to someone.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Like, you know how in COD Black Ops 2, the little thing in
the hunter killer?
The hunter killer?
What the fuck?
I think that's just like 25K.
That's not even that.
It's not. But you have to realize like people spend money on Hitman for like 25K.
No, that's crazy, Gavin. Listen. So what if there is like, yo, how do you track down a drone?
You can't. It's up in the sky and it comes down right away.
Wait. Are there laws? Let's say you make a robot robot like kills somebody. Are you responsible for their crimes? Or is the robot responsible for theirs?
Oh my, no, don't even start this.
Yo,
that's fucked. Because they won't even go to jail, bro.
The robot can't go to jail, can it? What if it has feelings? Yo! Nah, this is getting twisted, bro.
The robot has feelings.
Listen. Wait, is there laws already about it? No, right?
About killing someone through something else?
Let's say I make like a robot. Right? And then that robot has a purpose to kill someone.
I don't think so. I don't think you would be, oh no.
Would I be, because I made the robot? What if I made the robot and it was gifted somebody and then they like said it to somebody?
I think it was in law class because there's a lot about emotions.
Okay.
Right? So if a robot does have feelings and it's doing its own thing, yeah, you created it, but it went on its own path and he did it.
Or she did it. So if we give it emotions, but it's still programmed to do that, then only the robot goes to jail?
But fam, is there even robot laws? Like, there's none.
I don't think that's what we're breaking down right now. Is there robot laws?
Oh, shit.
That's fucked.
No, that's kind of crazy. I'm actually interested in this. I'm going to search it up after.
Yeah, because, like, let's say...
Who would go to jail?
Okay, I have a question too.
Yeah.
So... I know, like, if you have a dog and your dog, like, kills somebody.
You're not liable for that?
You get, like, manslaughter, but you don't get for murder, right?
Oh, it's just like a fine.
Or is that attempted murder?
Imagine they just put the dog in the jail.
No, like, let's say I train a dog and then he becomes, like, a beast, right? Okay. And then, like, I leave him in your house.
I leave him in your house and I cut. That's you though.
Okay, what if I open the door?
For all the lawyers.
No, listen. And then like I like record the whole shit, right?
Yeah.
So I give him a GoPro, everything. I just open the door and then he does his own thing. And he happens to find your house.
No. Nah, that's, I don't think that's possible. Yo. But I feel like just because you open the door, you're still liable.
Because I opened the door.
Actually, fuck.
No, but if he goes out and kills some, okay, what if he runs away and I play like, no, come back.
But it's like,
wait, in the back of my head, oh yeah, you know what you're doing.
You train the dog. It's like,
go get that shit, boy. Go get that shit.
If I say boy, it's like, oh, go get, come back. That means attack.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so fun.
Yo.
That's so fun.
There's some loopholes, man. Yeah. There's some loopholes.
That's so fun.
I remember my cousin, her like ex.
Yeah.
The dog only replied in Russian.
Replied in Russian?
Yeah, or like only understood Russian.
What?
So yeah, so all the commands it's in Russian.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that? No, so your cousin knew Russian though to start.
No. My cousin's ex.
Okay.
Ex had a dog. And he was Russian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Show us. I was like, how the fuck did he know Russian?
That Rosetta Stone, bro.
That's kind of crazy.
Bilingual.
No, we actually have to search up those laws though. But nah, did you see? I think it was Johnny Depp too. It was very sad. He was in court and his girlfriend.
Oh, he was abusing Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, it was the saddest story. He's like, we were fighting and I was going to the door. Mm. She stepped in front of the door and I asked her, do you want to hit me?
Yeah.
Like, and then she was like, boom, she hit her. And he's like, did that make you feel good? He's like, do you want a second one? Like Johnny Depp, the way he was telling it was so sad. It was like,
wow.
He was like powerless.
Damn.
I know. Did you know that?
I know all about this. It's sad, bro. It's sad because I think it's tough when a guy gets involved in a situation like that.
Yeah.
It's very hard to like admit you were, you know what I mean?
Taken advantage of by
your wife, whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's kind of like, you don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Our society is like, oh, it should, I guess... That shit is usually the other way around.
It's usually the other way around, but exactly.
Either way.
Yeah, it's still messed up. Like,
exactly.
He deserved free up Johnny, man.
Free up Johnny. Free up Johnny. I know. He looks so, like, out of it.
What sucks, this is what I hate the most, is, I don't know if you knew this. So, who? Johnny Depp, right?
Yeah.
When this whole allegations happened with him, it was actually the opposite.
Okay.
So, people thought he was abusing her.
Oh,
and they were going to make Pirates of the Caribbean... Like the next one.
Wow.
And he got canceled by Disney because of this.
No way.
And he hasn't been casted ever since. In anything.
Damn.
Because of that. And what was Amber Heard in? Uh-huh. Okay, in Aquaman. She was in Aquaman like the next month or some shit.
Nah, that's fucked up. You know they don't want to cast Will and Jaden anymore together? Like that was the
together,
ongoing
why?
Thing. Because I think Jaden, since he didn't want to piggyback off his dad, he didn't want to be known as like, oh, I want to piggyback with my dad. So he's like, oh, I don't want to cast with my dad anymore. Don't cast me. So right after, what's that big movie that everyone loves? With Jaden and his dad?
Pursuit of Happiness? No, there was another one after though.
Yeah, there was another
after
one.
After Earth?
Yeah, After Earth. And that was the last one they actually did. Because after he went into Karate Kid.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I thought, no, Karate Kid was before After Earth.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, but then they casted him again because he's like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Let me use my... Because to be honest, I would use that advantage too.
To get famous?
Yes, use every advantage you have in the book because life is already unfair.
True.
That's a bar.
True. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's a bar.
Just as long as it's ethical, don't like.
Yeah.
Because you can use every advantage, but using an advantage means somebody else's disadvantage. That's that yin and yang. Mm,
true,
feel me?
True.
That's that warrior balance. Feel me?
That's when the ego comes in. You feel me?
The ego.
Yeah, you just do it just because it's like, fuck the disadvantage. I'm using the advantage.
Yo, see, that's not ethical, man.
But is it? But there's always a right where you have to think about yourself, right?
That's the whole debate. Mm-hmm. That's exactly the whole conflict is.
Yeah.
Are you gonna? In a sense, business is taking somebody else's money.
Yeah, true.
That's all it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you pay for somebody else's suffering.
Oh, yeah. That's deep.
Right? That's literally all it is. It's just like, if I take your money, mm-hmm. I give you something in return, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But in a sense, you took something from me. It was just a trade of it.
Yeah, I guess.
So, I mean, like, some things are ethical, some things are not ethical. In a sense, look, Nike, mm-hmm. you think, come on now.
Holy, man. You know $12 shoes, yeah, fam?
You know what I mean?
For $200? Are you crazy?
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like,
are you crazy?
In a sense, all of those huge companies, they're unethical, but,
yeah,
you know,
at the end of the day, business is business. You have to have a big ego to run a business just because you know you're taking the suffering, so that's how much you charge.
That's the philosophy right there. Do you read any, like, philosophers? Like, Immanuel Kant?
Immanuel Kant, I used to in grade 10, 11.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we were doing it in religion, so I was forced to read it. Yeah. But no, I have to get into those still.
Mm-hmm. Like utilitarianism, all that stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it was funny because I remember one of our friends, when we were both dropping clothing, he was like, oh yeah, I'm a get yours and your friend's brand, right? Mm. And then he was like, how much is his hoodie? And then I remember you dropped your shit for like 150.
No, it was more.
And then he's like, oh yeah, in conclusion, I will not be getting my
hoodie. No, I think it was like 190. No, it was 190 US. But it sold out within like literally 5 minutes.
Yeah, dead ass. And then he was like, oh, I'm gonna flip a coin. Whoever gets it, like, I'm buying the hoodie because I can't buy both.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh my god.
I should bring back those one of ones.
To be honest, I feel like that
whole collection is gonna be worth so much money.
No, tell me that era where we started the podcast and I had the pretty boy and you had the You had, was it the reflective?
Yeah, it's reflective.
Yeah, the reflective 101s.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The reflective 101s, I have a tag on it that says, from the depths of my mind to your garment.
Yeah, yeah.
One of one, Carlos Wico.
Oh my God.
And I'm pretty sure, I forgot how much I dropped. It might have been 12. Mm-hmm. Whoever has those sweaters, I promise y'all, those are going to be worth a lot in the future. Yeah.
Well, what are your thoughts on
that? I don't even have one myself.
Same. I don't have any of my clothes.
I don't have one myself.
I started buying more so I can have extra pairs.
Yeah.
Because I know it's going to be legendary in a few years. You feel me?
I need to get some for myself. I don't even have one.
I have to ask my friend if I could use it for a video. Like, that's how bad it got.
Damn.
But what are your thoughts on, like, people reselling your art?
Reselling it?
Yeah, because I feel like we never talked about this.
I think once it's out of my hands, then you do whatever you want with it. You can cut it up. You can, like, you know what I mean? You can do whatever you want with it.
Because low-key, I started getting pissed when everyone was on, like, eBay and started selling the Pretty Boy hoodie for way more profit. And I kind of got mad at myself. I'm like, fuck, I should have priced it more because I know it's going to resell more. But at the end of the day, it's like, I was broke at one point, so and I know that feeling of, oh shit, I can't buy a hoodie because it's too expensive.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I'm going to just price it at 80. It's always going to be 80.
True. Do you want to see my new drop, bro?
Huh?
You want to see my new drop?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's different. It's like, okay, I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
Like, my new drop, it's going to be like, a lot of people aren't going to like it, but the people that love it really love it. Okay, I'm going to bring it down. I want to get your opinion.
There's about to be a big Illuminati sign on the back. And on the receipt, there's going to be a little message.
All right, bro.
Okay. Okay. All right, let me see.
Hold on.
It's a DIY? Listen. That's hard.
Listen.
Hold on, I've seen it.
So, the way with streetwear is going, the reason why, I don't know, I fell out of love with streetwear.
Yeah.
It's too much of the same, bro. Mm. It's too much of, like, when I did Wico Studios.
Yeah.
I wanted, like, innovation.
Uh-huh.
I put reflective on the socks.
Okay.
On the hoodies, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I dyed it. Hold on, I ran upstairs. I'm out of breath.
I know. I was like, what the fuck?
Okay. Anyways, I wanted to drop another hoodie or another line of hoodies, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because for a long time, I didn't drop hoodies. I just did t-shirts because t-shirts were easy. I just wanted to do my fun designs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm getting back into, like, my designs that I had, but I didn't think the world was ready.
Yeah.
Because I have a bunch of, like, designs. Like,
same.
they're too crazy, but like, let me hold off on it. Yeah. Let me hold off on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is one of them.
Okay, let me see.
So on the back of it,
okay,
there's a message.
Okay, let me see.
So it says, I miss kindergarten arts and crafts. I miss those projects where there would be a few instructions of a creation, but once that was completed, you can do anything you wanted with it. That's so remember so in tough. Kindergarten,
yeah, you were given a piece of paper. Oh,
we have these like these instructions, like you cut it this way, cut it this way, you can make an art piece.
Yeah.
So once you were completed with that, you can do anything you wanted to it to really make it your art.
Yeah.
Right. That feeling right there, that's what inspired the collection.
That is toughy. Hold on.
So wait, much so people can do, actually listen,
cut this?
It's meant to be cut however you want.
Yeah.
So you can cut out a triangle. You can cut out a circle.
I do it.
You can cut out a square.
Why a triangle?
I'm kidding. Or you can cut it out like even incomplete.
Yeah.
You can have one flap hanging off, mm-hmm. whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
So this hoodie is pretty much a blank canvas. You can wear it like this if you want. Mm-hmm. You can wear it wherever you want. But what I'm selling that feeling. I'm selling the experience of here's the instructions of that creation. Just like in kindergarten, just like in elementary school, like we had those arts and crafts to make. I haven't had that feeling in so long.
Yeah, facts.
So I'm like, I want to make something that gives that.
To be honest, that's a hard design. That's a hard concept. I know a lot of people are not going to get it.
Not a lot of people are going to get it. Yeah.
You're not gonna rock a hoodie that's like cut up.
You feel me? Yeah.
But the ones that will,
mm-hmm.
they're gonna rock it.
But listen. The reason I really wanted to get into that open space too, that cut open,
mm-hmm.
is because I look at as much as it doesn't look like, like the way I dress and stuff.
Yeah.
I actually look at a lot of high fashion.
True.
Like I look at a lot of like mm-hmm. the upcoming summer or spring collections. Like I deadass look at them.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, whether it be big one is like Mason Margiela.
Oh yeah.
They do a lot of cut opens, like open space. Yes, look at Off-White.
Mm-hmm.
Like holes.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah.
The hoodies with the you can attach.
Yeah, exactly. One of the big ones is like no sleeves, blah mm-hmm. blah, shit like that, right? So that I kinda wanna like take my own take on it.
Oh, that's
funny. Because for the summer, you're not gonna mm-hmm. be wearing a full hoodie. You want like some air vents and that shit.
Feel me? Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Just the way you can do it.
That's true.
So you can rock this in the summer when it's hot and it's a hoodie, you're comfy, but it's still like, you know, aired out.
No, that's a fire design. I rate you for that.
That's facts.
I 100% rate you for that. Yeah, and then I don't think I've seen that.
No, nobody's ever done it. That's the thing. Because anytime I do something like this, because the t-shirts, I'm going to be real.
Mm-hmm.
The t-shirts I really wanted to do, but they're more like my fun designs. I just want to get out of the way. Like here, I can drop these, right?
For sure.
But the bigger designs of the ideas I have in my head, like the hats I did, mm-hmm. they're still not ready. That's why I never dropped it.
I know. You've been holding on to
the those. Cargo hats. Like, they're still not ready for
No, but that's how it works. Like, you got to work your way up. I'm only dropping like those clothes so mm-hmm. I can go into what I want to make, which mm-hmm. is jewelry. At the end of the day, I want to make jewelry.
Yeah,
because I'm known for the jewelry.
Yeah,
but yeah.
So, shit, I think it's time for a couple of designs, like my special ones, and I want to drop this one.
Summer, man, we coming, man.
Yeah,
we coming for sure.
So if you want to cop the hoodie, link in my. It's not gonna drop yet. But I'll leave a link though to the Instagram, to the website, if you guys want to keep your eye on.
No, the links are always in mine and yours are in the description.
Oh, true. Yeah, like you guys can check that out anytime you want.
I feel like people don't read descriptions now.
Just read the descriptions. Yo, everything's in the description. Like the other podcasts, like the vlogs and shit are on there.
You know what we have to do? I've seen it in other podcasts. So before they start the episode, we mm-hmm. plug everything, because we plug everything at the end.
Oh, we do. You're right.
Not a lot of people stay till the end, or like. You'll get everyone at the beginning.
Okay, we'll do it. The next couple episodes, we'll do that. Okay, bad.
More marketing.
All right, we'll wrap it up there. Thank you, everyone, for watching this episode of the Jumper Jump Podcast.
Yes.
Make sure to comment, like, subscribe, all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Listen to Apple, Spotify, all that. Make sure to give us the ratings, 5-star.
Yeah, so hit the links like we said.
Yep.
You guys want to watch other podcasts, link in the bio. And Jumper Jump out.
Deuces.